Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Monday, April 27th, 2020. Starting today, Berlin, managed through the districts, will provide free fabric masks for everyone. According to Senate spokeswoman Melanie Reinsch on Saturday, initially 90,000 pieces will be delivered at the beginning of the week, followed by another 45,000 or so starting Thursday. Starting today, it is mandatory to wear face protection on buses and trains. When and how the districts will actually distribute the mouth and nose protection is up to them. Only on Friday they were informed about the procedure. According to the Berlin Senate Department of Health, a total of 5 million pieces of mouth and nose protection arrived in the capital last week and were distributed to clinics, doctor's offices, and old people's homes, where the equipment is urgently needed. Health Senator Kalaichi reported, quote, "As the state of Berlin, we are succeeding more and more in obtaining protective material on the international market." Even if the stockpiles in the capital are filling up again, according to RBB research, the 5 million surgical masks that have recently arrived will only last for 12 days to cover the needs of local healthcare facilities. The FFP2 masks are still in short supply. Only these type of masks reliably protect the wearer from infection and are even more urgently needed in the hospitals. Martin Matz, the state secretary responsible for health, stated, quote, "There is no reason to sound the all clear." Mayor Mueller announced on Tuesday that for the time being, there will be no fines for disregarding the obligation to wear masks on buses and in underground and suburban trains. His impression is that Berliners have observed the rules that have been agreed upon so far. However, it will be observed whether a fine will become necessary at some point. According to the mayor, the mouth and nose protection can be a simple cloth or scarf. Small children or people with a handicap who, for example, have difficulty breathing are excluded from the regulation. And passengers must obtain the protective mask themselves. Due to overcrowding, the weekly market on Maibachufer in Neukölln had to be temporarily closed on Friday. The Berlin police announced on Twitter that people had not kept to the current rules of distancing. Market manager Nikolaus Fink told RBB that the market had been extended by one row of stands to provide more space for people and to ensure a better layout. However, three times as many visitors came to the market this Friday as in the previous week, and there was not enough space for this sized crowd. Also, on the nearby Admiralbrücke and on the Landwehrkanal in Kreuzberg, many people came out to enjoy the weather. Berlin's Interior Senator Andreas Geisel criticized this development on Friday evening on the RBB Abendschau, stating, quote, "I'm worried about this accumulation at the Landwehrkanal, and I have to send the police there directly." The regulation in Berlin for the containment of the coronavirus has not been relaxed too much, according to Geisel, and he emphasized, quote, "Rather, the handling of the regulation is too careless in some places." On Friday evening, police officers actually set their sights on the Landwehrkanal and got into conversation with those gathering there. There, according to the police, the crowd of mostly young people left voluntarily and without incident. It is true that in Berlin, lingering on park benches or on picnic blankets under the open sky is now permitted. However, only a maximum of two people or members of a household are still allowed to sit together. On a blanket, for example, a minimum distance of 5 meters must be maintained to other persons when lingering in one place for an extended period of time. When visiting a market, a distance of 1.5 meters must be maintained from other people. In addition, according to the Berlin regulation, only the most important errands for everyday needs and in the shortest possible time should be carried out at weekly markets. Starting May 4th, Berlin and Brandenburg will allow public church services with up to 50 visitors again. The churches have decided on protection concepts against the virus so that under strict government regulations for hygiene and distance, masses for bigger groups can be held again. This was announced by the Protestant Church Berlin-Brandenburg, or the EKBO, and the Archdiocese of Berlin on Friday. Both concepts provide for, quote, strongly advising believers with cold symptoms to refrain from worship. Those who want to participate must keep a distance from other visitors. The guidelines stipulate a radius of 1.5 meters, and the EKBO is requesting 2 meters. Moreover, touching objects such as collection baskets will not be permitted. In addition, the leaders of a devotional service must pay attention to, quote, special hygienic protective measures, such as gloves and disinfection. To protect others, churchgoers are strongly advised to wear protective masks. Because of the risk of droplet infection, singing in the congregation is no longer allowed. Also, brass music will not be played, and the celebration of communion is to be refrained from. On Friday, police officers checked for violations of the diesel driving ban on Leipziger Straße, and 13 of 32 vehicles checked had violated the regulation. The bans have been in effect on several streets in Mitte and Neukölln since around the end of November. Older diesel cars and trucks up to and including the Euro 5 emissions standard are affected by the bans, which were already decided in July. The road sections in question cover a total of 2.9 kilometers and thus only a small part of the 5,450 kilometer network in Berlin. In the past, there has been repeated criticism that the bans could not be enforced due to a lack of police personnel. The police union stated last December that under the existing conditions, the checks will not go beyond singular actions for the sake of creating large-scale media coverage. If you like our podcast, you can help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter, where we occasionally post updates on breaking news. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.